Well, the USDA has announced a coordinated response to the PED virus. The plan includes required reporting of the disease. The Vice President of Science and Technology for the Pork Checkoff, Dr. Paul Sundberg, says he's still looking for the details in the report. He also says while protocols will be in place to deal with the current PED virus, it is key to be able to respond to future viruses if we're going to keep our livestock industry strong and viable.
We need to have a better analysis of the pathway or pathways that these viruses and other viruses can get into the country, because we've got to harden our systems, harden our borders to prevent other viruses from coming in. That's extremely important looking forward. We've got to, with the cooperation of producers, with state animal health officials, and with USDA, have an agreed-upon comprehensive response plan that we can use for another virus that may get past that hardened borders and may get into the country.
While we are looking for sunshine and drier conditions today, we are looking for cooler temperatures and more rain before the end of the week. And that has some people concerned, again, about when they're going to be able to pull the trigger on that first cutting of alfalfa, because for many, they need feed now.
The simple reality is we do have hay that is being brought in right now for producers, and I would expect that to be the case until we see how the front of this year starts shaping up once we get to the end of May and we start thinking about pulling that first crop.
And even though feed costs are down, agents like Tina Coleman say feed costs still are a big problem for those that feed out livestock, especially our calf and heifer raisers.
Definitely, because with the heifer grower discussion group that we're starting in Fond du Lac County, the big topic is feed. How can we refine, fine-tune those, look at different feed stuff, but still be able to raise a quality heifer at a lower cost of a feed ration? So those are the things that if people are going to look at reducing their cost of raising heifers, it's actually looking at the feed perspective of it.
Well, we had lower prices generally across the board on Monday following the Easter holiday weekend. Everybody seemed to be in a selling mood, and so blocks dropped 3 cents to 225 a pound. Barrels lose 0.75 cents to also priced at 225, while AA butter remained at $1.89 a pound. With the exception of April, all your Class 3 prices were lower, and April did pick up a penny to $24.22, but May dropped 23 to $21.91, June down 26 to $20.11, and your September Class 3 now down to $19.24. Big declines on the Board of Trade. May corn off 6.25 at 4.88 1/2 cents per bushel. September down 6.75 to 4.91 1/4 cents. Beans for May off 15.25, dropping below $15 to $14.99 1/4 cents per bushel. September soybeans now at 12.87, while May wheat dropped 23 cents to 6.68 1/4 cents per bushel. As far as your livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 92 to 110, a few higher. Most of the slaughter cows, 79 to 91. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 130 to 144. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Replacement bull calves, 190 to 325. The heifer calves, 90 to 235. Barrels and gilts still strong at 90 to 105. And those market lambs, 157 and down. And that's your lowdown on the egg front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.